Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The LSU fight song?
Go Tigers.
Okay. Like, I don't know. Do you know the LSU fight song?
I do not. It's not very catchy.
This is it?
Oh, you don't think this is good?
This is their fight song? Is there like a song that goes with it?
Yeah, there's a fight
song. Are we going to sing it?
You know this part. This is the popular part.
Yeah, no, not so much.
No, no.
Not so much.
I don't. And I literally can't walk into my in-laws' house without hearing Hail to the Victors, and everyone knows the Notre Dame fight song. And,
yep. Yeah. So Brian Kelly took the job down at LSU. He left Notre Dame. He didn't quite get the...
He did it in a classy way, though. Can we just at least admit that?
Yeah, while on a recruiting trip, he actually got a call, did it, texted his players, met with them for 7 minutes. Didn't take any questions and left. No problem. Whatever. It is what it is. So,
dink.
But he didn't get like the Lincoln Riley deal. I was looking at this contract. Some details come of his contract, right? And now, remember, Lincoln Riley got $110 million. They gave him $500,000 over asking price on his two homes. So they handed him another million.
They
bucks.
Bought the homes.
They bought the homes and paid $500,000 over asking price.
They'll do nothing with them. They okay. just now
nope.
own.
Just now they own.
USC now owns two homes in Oklahoma.
Yeah, they bought him a $6 million home in L.A.
That's probably like a
and they gave him
1,500 square
foot use
house.
Of a private jet 24/7 for he and his family. So they, you know, they hooked it up. So Brian Kelly, you know, listen, he didn't get screwed. You know, $95 million. He gets $500,000 for being bowl eligible at LSU. Isn't BC bowl eligible?
I feel like a lot of teams.
I think LSU's been bowl eligible for 20 straight years. So they handed him $500,000.
That's a half mil right. All right, on top.
Half a million too for national championship. They got other things in there like $100,000 for this and $75,000 for, you know, whatever. SEC championship, winning the SEC, all different stuff.
Beat Bama.
He gets two courtesy vehicles and two vehicle allowances, $1,000 a month. So it's a nice car.
I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer.
So that means he gets four? So he gets two courtesy vehicles and? All right. Then you've got, how about this one? This one's weird to me. Because the guy's making $9.5 million. Interest-free home loan of 20% of the home's price up to $1.2 million.
You know what that'll get you in Baton Rouge?
I do.
That's going to get you a lot of house.
Lincoln, they bought Lincoln Riley a $6 million home in L.A.
You can
and they're
get,
giving this guy a loan.
You can get a bigger house in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, but why? I don't want the loan.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to buy me the house. Mm. Like, what are you going to give me a loan? I don't want a mortgage.
LSU's
I know it's interest-free.
USC.
That's quality, but I don't want... Buy it for me. Lincoln Riley got a $6 million home. You give me an interest-free loan.
Is that going to be the deal breaker for you?
And then, like, Lincoln Riley, 24/7 use of a jet.
Two courtesy vehicles.
Brian Kelly only gets 50 hours a year on his private
jet.
Kind
of so
he's getting screwed.
What they think
quite frankly.
Of Brian Kelly compared to what they had initially thought of Lincoln Riley.
Well, no, Lincoln, I think there's just about a money situation. I just think USC's got more cash than LSU, maybe.
That's pretty much the deal.
But Lincoln Riley, where's he from again? Everett?
Lincoln Riley. No.
I mean,
Brian Kelly.
Brian
Kelly's
from Everett.
A local guy. Where Night Shift is. Everett, yeah.
So Brian Kelly, at I believe halftime of an LSU basketball game, addressed the media. And after being in Louisiana, what's that?
He addressed the fans at half
the fans, the fans.
The best fans in the best fans in football.
Yes, the fans. Okay, he addressed the fans. And he's been at LSU for what, 48 hours? And now he's got like this southern drawl, this accent. He's from Louisiana now. This is how he talked.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
So he's down here with his family.
All right. There's just a lot to deal
with. I'm down
here with my family.
Wait, like a week ago, he's at Notre Dame. Do we have him saying, talking about his family there?
Those incredible 12 years of my life, for me and my family, being here in Notre Dame.
I'm here with my family.
For me and my family.
I'm here with my family.
For me and my family.
You fraud! You absolute fraud!
Oh, that's beautiful. So now he's got a little southern accent.
Family.
24-48 hours.
Family.
If he would just have come out, Tyler and I were talking about this before the show. If he would have just taken the microphone last night in his freshly fit, snug, brand new tag hanging off the back from the LSU Pro Shop,
Everett
Go
speaking,
Tigers, purple polo shirt with his khakis, hot look, and he just took the court last night and said, you know, LSU offered me a ton of money, and I said I would take that money and try to help you win football games, and that's why I'm here. Go Tigers. I think everyone would have had so much more respect than this garbage effort to ingratiate himself into the culture.
And everybody's been sort of calling him out on it, having some fun with it. Barstools.
And we've got a nice start, but I can't wait to get into Tiger Stadium.
Tiger Stadium.
He called it Louisiana State University. No one does. It's LSU.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing else.
Your birthday.
Yeah. Okay. So Barstool's Joey Molinaro, who does amazing Nick Saban, right? The voice guys, you know, whatever. Does a bunch of different voices over and everything else. Does an amazing Nick Saban. So we actually did a phone call from Nick Saban to Brian Kelly, congratulating him. This is what it sounded like.
Hey, Brian, just wanted to call and congratulate you on the new job.
My word. Is this the Alabama slammer himself to whom I am speaking with?
This is Coach Saban.
Well, consider me flying a kite in the middle of a thunderstorm on a hot July day because I am shocked.
All right.
When the phone rang, it tickled my interest. But now, Coach, you have my attention. To what do I owe this pleasure?
Well, like I was saying, I just wanted to call and congratulate you on the new job and welcome you to the SEC, and I look forward to competing against you for years to come.
Oh, well, that's mighty kind of you, Coach. Mighty kind.
Brian, I got to say, this doesn't really sound like you. You all right?
Let me guess, you're talking about my accent. Oh, I just can't help myself here with all this southern hospitality. It just oozes onto you like spreading butter over a hot roll on a muggy Louisiana summer day.
Brian, you've been there for a day.
Well, now, Coach, let's not rush to judgment now. Maybe if you want to talk more about it, then you and Miss Terry are always welcome to come over to the Kellys for some iced tea or maybe even some lemonade.
Well, I appreciate it, but unlike you right now, I got a program to run that's in the middle of some pretty important games, so I think I'm going to have to turn you down, all right?
I understand, but just remember, as we say here in the South, my house is like a church, always open to all, but especially on Sundays.
That's not even a saying down here. You're from massive frickin' Tucson's.
This guy. Oh, I like that. Yeah, Brian Kelly down there in Louisiana now.
I cannot believe I just found my favorite new team to root against. I like
LSU.
LSU is so much fun. I mean, it's a football factory. Let's be honest. It's
my word.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.